It's Marketplace Tech for March 10th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. South by Southwest Interactive starts officially on Friday. Among the sea of events is one that broaches a controversial topic, online harassment. You may remember that just the proposal of the original panel created a big controversy last year. Events were canceled, then reinstated, and now the conference will host a full online harassment summit that will talk about the treatment of women online. Caroline Sinders is one of the organizers. Caroline, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, anytime.
So for people who aren't familiar, can you give me the sort of the quick description of the kind of harassment that women are facing online these days?
I don't think that there is a really quick description, because I think it spans from people that you know, from like known stalkers, to mob harassment that involves groups of people attacking you for a specific reason, oftentimes, or sometimes the reason isn't known, to just generally people well-actualing you. Well, actually, it's this way. So what that means, you run the gamut of all different kinds of harassment.
How are you feeling about the challenges that you faced in kind of getting all of this off the ground?
You know, it was just really eye-opening to realize that an organization that focuses on interactivity, like, couldn't quite grasp what we were doing. We had to jump through so many hoops to prove our harassment.
Are you nervous about this weekend at all?
No, we've had a lot of talks around security.
Would you ever want to have a direct conversation with any of the people who have taken part in the attacks against you?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I'm a user researcher. I find people fascinating. I'm really intrigued by the ways in which people view the things that they view and why they organize the way that they organize, because at the end of the day, I'm a researcher studying online spaces.
Caroline Sinders is an artist and designer. She's one of the leaders of Saturday's Online Harassment Summit at South by Southwest. Caroline, thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you for having me.
All right. Splitting the bill is a pain. Remember that scene from the show Friends?
So five of us is $33.50 apiece.
No. Cold cucumber mush for 30-something bucks? No.
Friends, as you will remember, was a comedy, and an app built at Cultivated Wits Comedy Hack Day endeavors to use splitting the check as a way to start a conversation about equity. You know, the wage gap, gender gap. The app is called Equitable. It's built with stats from the Bureau of Labor Statistics on average incomes for people of different races and genders to, well, give us a humorous take on how to split the check. Comedian Luna Malbro created the app. Luna, do you think we could one day actually use something like this to tell us what's really fair?
Equity is a little bit different than equality, and I think equity is about finding different ways to adjust for disparities. Basic example, think of bathrooms, right? Like a common perception is that, oh, equal is good. But if anyone's ever gone to a movie theater, you always see that the line is a lot longer for women than it is for men. So equity would be about creating more bathrooms for women to go to, so the wait time is the same. And so what I do believe is that we need to be a little bit more creative and playful, just like this app, in figuring out ways to solve for inequality.
So have you used it with your friends?
I have. I actually went out with a male friend of mine here in San Francisco the other night who is a white male, and he suggested that we use the app to split the meal. He was just really excited about using it.
How did he feel after he paid?
You know, he felt pretty good. He said that he felt like he was doing his part.
How much did he pay and how much did you pay?
I think he ended up paying $49 and I ended up paying $33. We went out. It's San Francisco, so you know everything is expensive here. I think we had like a bowl of ramen.
I understand. Comedian Luna Malbro, Equitable is going through the review process in the App Store right now. One of the first games I ever played on my old Macintosh SE computer was the ancient Chinese game of Go. Fast forward 20-some years and we're watching Google's DeepMind computing network locked in a 5-game battle with South Korea's human Go champ Lee Sedol. Unlike chess, checkers, and Jeopardy, all of which have seen humans bested by computers, Go is a game with nearly infinite permutations. Google's so-called neural networks are part of what is helping DeepMind truly compete. Oren Etzioni can help us understand. He's CEO of the Allen Institute for Artificial Intelligence and has been studying AI for decades. Oren, describe neural networks for me.
So the first thing to understand is that neural networks have very little to do with neurons and brains. The neurons and brains are bigger, more sophisticated, and also actually a lot slower. Basically, they store positions and identify patterns.
Neural networks are being used, though, to help in the financial industry and things like that, right?
That's true. So AI technology is pervasive, particularly when you can boil down what you're trying to figure out to a yes-no question. So, for example, even something as complex as processing loan applications, right? If we have a lot of what's called training data, which is past loan applications, we can train a model, a neural network model, that helps decide with high accuracy what's a good bet for the bank. However, if it's a more nuanced situation, the human is still champion.
As you see this particular battle play out, this Go battle, what do you think it tells us about the near future of artificial intelligence and what it might do away from the board game?
What I see here is the tremendous ingenuity of the engineers and researchers at Google DeepMind, and they're battling a brilliant Go master. I see human ingenuity winning either way, and AI progressing as it has done for decades, somewhat slowly.
Oren Etzioni is CEO of the nonprofit Allen Institute for Artificial Intelligence. Oren, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.